I take it my calculations help explain the perturbations you've been seeing in the rotation pattern of your binary star, but have been unable to explain until this moment.